regardless of the circumstances. Because if I look.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
We thank you for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you for all that has transpired throughout this worship experience. And now we ask that you just continue to allow your Holy Spirit to move freely in our midst. And then, Lord, we ask that you grant us a fresh and powerful anointing of your Spirit. And in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And, Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. Amen. We good to see Sister Conley. We talked to Rob Bell on the other day. He said he was coming around, doing pretty good. Amen. And we want to continue to keep him also in prayer. You know, as preachers, our ears are always tuned for inspiration. And it was in a funeral in Baton Rouge that I got the inspiration for this sermon. And I just couldn't wait to hurry up and get back to the hotel room and start making some notes. Amen. You know, the Lord gives us sermons in many ways. And so I want to share with you, as I was sitting there in the funeral, I thought about as the preacher was encouraging the family, what we were talking about last week when we say everything was going to be all right. In spite of the circumstance. So I want to call your attention to the gospel according to Luke chapter 22. And we want to read verse 31 through 34 with our emphasis on verse number 32. To our ministers and the person of Reverend Smith, who finally got him a day off, and Reverend Hurd, and to all who are present, I just have to say that God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Thank God for all of our visitors who are sharing, those who are visiting with us. Thank God for our new member. Let me say something. If anybody here, I think she's in need of a job, and if there's anybody here who have some kind of connections, maybe you can help her to find a job. I don't know her qualifications, but if you know some kind of way that you can help her get a job, maybe you can talk to her. She's standing right back there, the young lady with the glasses on. Amen. You can help her to find employment. And this is what it's all about. It's about us helping one another. Amen. In this gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 22, verse number 31 through 34, you'll find these words. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned, the old King James Version might say repented, but when you have returned to me, strengthen your brother. It might say when you converted. But he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to prison and to death. Then he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny me three times that you know me. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brother. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. You may be seated. And for a little while, I won't talk from this subject. It makes sense after a while. The joy in being in the butt crowd of Jesus. But I have prayed for you. The joy of being in the butt crowd of Jesus. Let me begin by saying that the phrase in the text where we place our emphasis on in verse 31 where Jesus said, I have prayed for you. My brothers and sisters, that's the key to folk having joy in being in the butt crowd of Jesus. Now, I believe you will agree when I say that folk are always trying to be a part of a crowd. Many times folks spend a whole lot of time trying to be in the in crowd, while still others end up and spend a lot of that time trying to get in other crowds, even if it's the wrong crowd. But now being in such crowds as the in crowd, the elite crowd, may give one a sense of well-being and importance, but being in the wrong crowd may give one a sense of false security. But there is no crowd like the butt crowd of Jesus, because it is the only crowd where one might find true security as well as eternal life. And that's why I believe that everybody ought to want to be in Jesus's butt crowd, because it makes no difference whether you're black or white, rich or poor, young or old. You ought to want to be in Jesus's butt crowd, because there is joy in being in Jesus's butt crowd. Well, why? Because the trials and adversities of life are never pleasant. But it is in them that we learn the secret of dependence, of grace, of hope, and we learn, amen, to recognize by faith his presence. But now the reason there is joy also for those in the Jesus crowd is because the Bible says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for the good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. Now this promise is only to those who love God and those who are called to him through Jesus Christ. And that is those whom the Holy Spirit convinces to receive Christ as Savior and Lord. Why? Because people in this crowd, you'll find out once you're in Jesus's butt crowd, you'll have a new perspective, a new mindset, and the reason being is because you begin to trust in God and not in worldly treasures, because you find that your security is in heaven and not on earth, and your faith does not waver, will not waver in pain or persecution, because you know that the Lord is with you, and you understand that he's not just with you in some isolated incidents, but in all things, God is working, amen, all things, both good and bad, to our good. Now, the main reason that we need to be in the butt crowd of Jesus is because sin and the many attacks of the enemy, the devil. Because the most difficult adversity we face in life is that which comes from sin and the many attacks of the devil, and only Jesus has the power to deliver us. And so in the text, Simon Peter is made to understand the fact that he is about to be tested. But he's encouraged in this revelation by the fact that the Lord himself will take an active
active part in his trial. Now, I may be speaking to some folk here this morning, or perhaps some who are listening by way of radio who are going through some type of adversity. But I want to show you that even if you have failed, you can still rise from the ashes and salvage what Satan has attempted to destroy. Because the joy of being in the butt crowd of Jesus is that Jesus said in verse 32a, "But I have prayed for you." And my brothers and sisters, when Jesus prays, Brother Crowell, I tell you, something will happen. Like at the grave of Lazarus, when, yes, Lord, Jesus began to pray to the Father, and there Lazarus had been in the grave for 4 days, and his body had began to decompose. But after prayer, Jesus spoke out in a loud voice and said, "Lazarus, come forth." And the once dead man came out of the grave alive and well. And so in the text, Simon Peter is made to understand that he's about to be tested by Satan. But Jesus encourages him by saying, "But I have prayed for you, that your faith fail not." But now remember, this passage is not just a message to Peter, but it's to every baptized, born-again believer in the body of Christ. Because no matter how good things may be going for you now and how spiritual you may think you are, don't you let the devil fool you to think that somehow you have become immune or exempt from sin and the attacks of the devil. Because Jesus says to all of us in John 16 and 33, "These things have I spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation." Here that word comes again. "But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." My brothers and sisters, there is joy in being in the butt crowd of Jesus Christ. But lest I hold you too long, with your prayers, allow me to point out a few nuggets that we hope will help us to stand our ground and be steadfast, even when under the attacks of Satan, even when we fall into sin. But now the first thing I want to point out is the fact that we have, number one, a determined foe. My brothers and sisters, you need to understand that Satan, the devil, is he's determined to destroy your life. And that's why Peter warns the Christians in 1 Peter 5 and 8, he says, "Stay awake, alert, and watch out for your great enemy, the devil, because he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." But now in the context of our text, verse 31, Jesus is telling Peter that Satan has made a request to have all of the disciples to be tested, amen, to prove the reality of their faith. Because in verse 31, that "you" is plural in nature. It's a request for all of the disciples. The devil, amen, the man is that he might sift them all as wheat. Now here Jesus uses an agricultural term that refers to the Sabbath process of separating the husk of the wheat from the grain. Now the grain is crushed underfoot, Brother Jones, and then it was agitated and thrown up into the air, where the chaff of the husk was blown away by the wind, and all that was left to fall back to the ground was the good grain. My brothers and sisters, Satan wanted to tear at the heart of God by proving that there was no reality to the faith of his disciples. Because Satan believed that he could crush them, he could sift them, and nothing would be left but a lost heart.
It is our hope that you were blessed by Pastor's message. Join us at our regular service weekly at 808 Anacoco Street, Leesville, Louisiana, or phone us at 337-238-4954. May God bless and keep you until we meet again.
It's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio
be all right.
at 88.1.
You put your hand.
Call up somebody.